Maybe it's Blondie. Maybe it's Blondie. One way or another.
Get this on to it. Ooh, ooh.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. And he ain't got no woman either.
This is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand. It is December 5th, 2005. Wonderful winter wonderland here in Nebraska. We usually have a fairly mild December, but this year it's been a little cooler and a little more precipitation than we normally get. We do have some snow, and if it sticks around, we just may have a white Christmas, which is somewhat unusual. Probably a 50-50 chance that we'll have a white Christmas. But this year, it looks like it's very probable. This weekend, I went ahead and actually got the Christmas tree out and just set up the tree. Going to do some lights today and maybe finish it up today, tonight. Have to see what the wife's up to, see if we're going to go to church tonight or what. Let's see. What's been going on? I got a new domain name, chris200.com. You can visit the podcast site at chris200.com/podcast, and that's where you will get the webpage of this particular cast, audio magazine, whatever you call it. If you want, go ahead and leave me some comments there. If you just look at it via the feed or through your podcatcher client, go ahead and jump onto the website and tell me what you think. I also have another site that's kind of interesting, something that I've been playing around with. It's Chris200/webcam. And basically what I got there is a camera pointed out in front of my house. And every minute, I believe, right now I have it set up for every minute. I may change that to every 2 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. And I played around with the PHP script, so it'll only show you what's happening out there for the particular day that you're looking at it there. So I believe it's an East Coast time stamp. So around 11 p.m. Central Time is when you'll get a... I guess, clean slate and new pictures. Other than that, if it's later in the evening, you'll get all the pictures for that day. I also have out there at chris200.com/webcam, and I believe it's called... I'll try and get a link up there. What did I call it? Time-lapse 12... 5-2005, or reverse the date, time-lapse 2005-12-5. It's either the 5th or the 6th. Maybe it's the 4th. 4th, I believe I put it out there, that date. December 4th, 2005. And that'll give you a little time-lapse. For some whatever reason, it went backwards, so it starts in the evening and goes towards dawn. And you can see all the things that go on in my neighborhood. You can see the shadows cross the yards. See the neighbors come home and scurry around their vehicles and go inside. Pretty interesting. I don't know how long I'll keep that up there. But anyway, that's where I keep that. And check it out. Something I've been playing with. Maybe I can get some more time lapses out there. Maybe string a few of them together so you get several days worth. Check that out if you're interested. I also, on the main site there, you can check out my Frapper map. I have a total of one pushpin out there on my Frapper map, and that's me in the center of the United States. So If you'd like to go ahead and add your push pin out there, I believe I've got around 25 or 30 regular listeners. Go ahead and check that out. Go to that chris200.com/podcast. Click on the Frapper map and go ahead and put your location in there and let me know where you're listening from. I did get some comment feedback a few days ago on a particular podcast. It was a podcast of me and my little boy. He was having a moment and screaming at me and not wanting to participate in the Chris and Jake show. And I got a comment about somebody else's two-year-old and some similar experiences to that. This weekend was pretty busy and kind of interesting, and I kind of got myself in a little bit of trouble. But I guess I got to work on to get myself out of that hole. Friday night we had a Christmas party. My wife's work had a Christmas party Friday night at 6. So we went over and did that. Had a nice meal. I had some presentations and some door prizes given away. Nice evening. Pretty nice deal they had there. It was with the college that she works there. She works part-time for a college. And to be invited was, you know, great. And it was great to get to meet some of these people that she talks about every day. Saturday night, we also had another party. It was a graduation party for a person that she works with. And I'm not really going to go into any detail about this person, but I guess in my book, she's got some questionable character issues and or issues with her husband, and I guess it was interesting to meet her and some of the recent things that my wife had talked about her, and just see how she behaved, and not really out of the ordinary or anything, but just some questionable character, and I don't know, she's a little weird anyway, so got to hang out with some other weird people from the college there, and pretty good group. Nobody got drunk or sloshed or caused any trouble or dancing on the tables or hanging from the chandeliers. So, did that. And then on to, let me back up. I guess my dad came in on Friday night to do some Christmas shopping during the day and spent the night with us, and I cooked some breakfast and that, and we got about 3 inches of snow that morning, and he was kind of concerned about whether he was going to have to spend the night again, but he went on ahead back home and evidently got home without any problems. I hadn't heard from him since, other than a funny voicemail. It looked like his cell phone called me at one point, and it sounded like he was back home, so sounds like that went all right. So, you know, I was up pretty early on Saturday morning, probably 6 or 7, and, you know, we were out pretty late, probably until midnight, and I was just completely bushed Friday and pretty exhausted all day Saturday. We were going to have band practice on Saturday. That didn't happen because somebody else had to go play Santa Claus that afternoon. So, didn't have anything going on that afternoon. I don't think we did anything in particular that afternoon. We went out to Target and got some provisions and some supplies. After we got back from that party on Saturday night, my wife said she kind of had a stomach ache a little bit. And, you know, I said, well, you know, just go to bed and maybe it'll go away. You don't have to worry about it. Well, I went to bed, and about an hour later, she was pretty uncomfortable and wanted to go to the emergency room. And I was pretty much out. I could not stay up any longer. And I didn't offer to take her to the emergency room because I didn't think it was that bad. And kind of a stupid move on me. Like I said, I was completely out. I couldn't get out of bed to save myself. If the house was on fire, I probably would have ended up burning up in it. And I was concerned about what to do with the boy. Not really thinking too clearly. Anyway, she went to the emergency room. They did a bunch of tests. Gave her a shot for pain, a prescription for some pain pills. She called her mom and dad to come get her. And a few hours later, she was back. Felt a lot better after she had the injection and went back to bed. She slept most of the day. Sunday, I had a little band practice that I went to about 3 o'clock. I actually was trying to keep up with the boy, and I was completely still exhausted on Sunday, so I had a heck of a time staying awake. I actually woke up late to get to band practice, and I went to band practice, had some dinner afterwards, and that evening I went ahead and put up the Christmas tree, and that was pretty much my weekend. Got my iPod reloaded and off to work today. Pretty uneventful day today. I did get an interesting little toy from my coworker. She's going to be moving on to another position down in Texas. And here's what the little thing says. I hope it comes out. Let's see if I can get it to work here. It's a huge Pez dispenser with a Snoopy head, and it plays the whatever it is, Linus and Lucy theme when you open it up, and it dispenses a whole package of Pez versus one piece of Pez at a time. And she said, go ahead, give that to my little boy, and he'll enjoy that a lot more than she will. So Jacob's going to get a Pez dispenser. Hopefully I'll take the Pez out before we get home so he's not eating his kitty cocaine there of Pez sugar. What else? That's about it. Go ahead and cut this short. My battery's a little low on this thing, and I'm not quite sure why, because I plugged it in unless I kicked the power supply out at my desk at work. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let this wind down, and you guys had a good weekend. Invite you again to visit the site, chris200.com/podcast. Go ahead, stick a pin in the Frapper map. Go ahead, vote for me at Podcast Alley if you want. I don't really care about that. I promoted a little bit to see if I get any response. I haven't yet. You can go ahead and leave me voicemail on 206-DEW-JAKE, D-E-W-J-A-K-E. I don't know what those numbers are. I just remember the name. So 206-DEW-JAKE. Or send me a fax for penny stocks. I don't care. That's what I usually get there anyway. Anyway, so a few miles from Gretna here. What else? Like I said, you can leave me comments there on the website. Give me a phone call. Leave me a voicemail there. You can go ahead and send me email at chris200@gmail.com or chris200@chris200.com. Whatever works best for you. Gonna go ahead and wrap this up, and maybe you'll hear from me later on. Let's keep you posted on my wife's conditions here. She went to the doctor today, and everything seems fine, but they're gonna go do some more tests, see if they can find out what's going on. So be safe. Have a good week, and we'll see you later.
Is this alright?